As Jesus went along, he saw a man who was blind. He had been blind since he was born. Jesus' disciples asked him,
"Rabbi, who sinned? Was this man born blind because he sinned, or did his parents sin?"
Jesus said,
"It isn't because this man sinned. It isn't because his parents sinned. This happened so that God's work could be shown in his life. While it is still day, we must do the work of the one who sent me. Night is coming, then no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world."
After he said this, he spit on the ground. He made some mud with the spit. Then he put the mud on the man's eyes. He told him,
"Go, wash in the pool of Siloam."
Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed. And he came home able to see. His neighbors and those who had earlier seen him begging asked questions.
"Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?"
they asked. Some claimed that he was. Others said,
"No, he only looks like him."
But the man who had been blind kept saying,
"I am the man."
"Then how were your eyes opened?"
they asked. He replied,
"The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed. Then I could see."
"Where is this man?"
they asked him.
"I don't know,"
he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. The day Jesus made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. So the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see.
"He put mud on my eyes. Then I washed, and now I can see,"
the man replied. Some of the Pharisees said,
"Jesus has not come from God. He does not keep the Sabbath day."
But others asked,
"How can a sinner do such miraculous signs?"
So the Pharisees did not agree with each other. Finally, they turned again to the blind man. They asked,
"What do you have to say about him? It was your eyes he opened."
The man replied,
"He is a prophet."
The Jews still did not believe that the man had been blind and now could see, so they sent for his parents. They asked,
"Is this your son? Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?"
The parents answered,
"We know he is our son, and we know he was born blind.
But we don't know how he can now see, and we don't know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is an adult. He can speak for himself."
His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. The Jews had already decided that anyone who said Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. That was why the man's parents said, "He is an adult. Ask him." Again, they called the man who had been blind to come to them. They said,
"Give glory to God by telling the truth. We know that the man who healed you is a sinner."
He replied,
"I don't know if he is a sinner or not. I do know one thing. I was blind, but now I can see."
Then they asked him,
"What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?"
He answered,
"I have already told you, but you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?"
Then they began to attack him with their words. They said,
"You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we don't even know where this fellow comes from."
The man answered,
"That is really surprising. You don't know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to godly people who do what he wants them to do. Nobody has ever heard of anyone opening the eyes of a person born blind. If this man had not come from God, he could do nothing."
Then the Pharisees replied,
"When you were born, you were already deep in sin. How dare you talk like that to us?"
And they threw him out of the synagogue. Jesus heard that the Pharisees had thrown the man out. When he found him, he said,
"Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
The man asked,
"Who is he, sir? Tell me, so I can believe in him."
Jesus said,
"You've now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you."
Then the man said,
Lord, I believe.
And he worshipped him. Jesus said,
I have come into this world to judge it. I have come so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind.
Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this. They asked,
What? Are we blind too?
Jesus said,
If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But since you claim you can see, you remain guilty.